Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio from the London Film Festival. I'm Angela Cherby. I'm here with JP Vallecheapa, director of Dogs Don't Wear Pants. It's a strange film, your film, you know? It's funny sometimes, very disturbing, but very fascinating. And it starts with a grief, and then it goes all on another path. So basically the story is this man that loses his wife through a drowning accident, and is obsessed by this death, and he cannot find a way to overcome it. But at some point he finds one. Can you tell us through whom?
Through a dominatrix. He goes into these triangulation sessions and regains her wife through these visions that he gets through this asphyxiation. And yeah, it's a romantic comedy.
It's a romantic comedy. Yeah. How did you come up with this narrative twist, or this like alternative version of overcoming grief that your character has?
You mean the core idea?
The core idea, yes.
The core idea is by another writer. It was proposed to me by the producer of the film in 2014 when I started writing the script. It was I took the core idea and then sort of created my sort of own characters from it and own story. But the idea was it was immediately started creating images and emotions when I heard it. I knew it immediately that it was a strong idea. But the trick was how to tell the story, mm-hmm. and how to combine all these kind of elements that are there, which is the grieving story and then kind of love story. Well, there are several love stories, and how to get something that would be sort of would resonate psychologically and emotionally true and still have this unbelievable part in it.
Listen, the one thing that I noticed watching your film is the angles, the shooting angles that you choose, which are very specific, very peculiar. You get either very, very close to the character, or we see them through holes, through partially, not completely. It's like you don't want to disturb. Was this the idea, or was another reason why you chose those specific angles?
We shot the film, first of all, we shot it with one lens. And I think that the idea behind for it is that I think that the sort of visual coherence this one lens creates for the film, and actually almost all of the film is shot with one aperture, except for a couple of shots. It creates this kind of subjectiveness also with it, that it you can almost read it like it's seen through just from one point of view, although they are external shots of the persons. And about these elements that are blocking the characters or seeing them as from reflections, I think it was way to sort of tell about the mental state of the character. Mm-hmm. I used very little point of view shots, and they are on a very critical spots in the film. And they are only, they are, I tried to use these elements to sort of tell the man's what's inside his head, and I was looking for films like some films by Nagisa Oshima who was the director who did the Pigs and Battleships, Imamura, Shohei Imamura, and also an American photographer, Saul Leiter, and he's way of using very saturated colors and also playing with the depth, this kind of focal areas, mm-hmm. that using blurred pictures where the focus would be on some sort of, it would be on the surface of the window, just you could see just the dirt there, and those were the kind of visual influences.
When you in all the sequences where your character goes to his sessions with the dominatrix, you manage always to show them not morbidly but like realistically, without giving any judgment, which is really interesting, because normally in all the other films where some of those practices are told, there is always a kind of a moral judgment through the viewing of it. While in your film, everything is very flat, very like as it is. Was it something that modified your way of shooting? I mean, how did you... decided shooting for that?
Well, I mean, it's when you get the kind of visuals that are in this BDSM world, there's always, of course, the temptation to start to aestheticize and get try to sort of follow the aesthetics there, but I think that with this film, what I was interested in was the characters and their faces, especially. I think that this is a very much face close up film, and I was very conscious of the way that I'm going to portray these characters,
The word.
Yeah, because I didn't want to. I mean, I didn't want to. I wasn't interested in this kind of eroticism, kind of shock value of showing, finding the shock value in the way that I showed these people.
It's also true that both of characters, the dominatrix one and the lead character, they are alone in their own world, and they use this for the same purpose, basically. You know, I mean, she need this different persona to be better and to try to fight to flee from her own world, and he does the same. So those two solitudes just meet.
Exactly. You're the first one to get it.
Really? Yeah. You think about it, but then it's very obvious once the first time they clicked, and then they have to stop right away. Yeah. But there was something, especially in the dominatrix character, when she's not the dominatrix, when she's like the regular girl, she shows. She's not happy. She shows unhappiness. She shows loneliness. And that you understand after a while that this double persona is something that she needs to do besides the money and besides the necessity.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think that most of us are, most of the time, we are disconnected from anybody else, and there's a longing to sort of for the connection. And it's I think in the core of the film, it's about this loneliness and solitude.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Jukka-Pekka Valkeapa, the director of Dogs Don't Wear Pants, from the London Film Festival, and Manjula Cherubi for Fred the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.